Recently, we went out to lunch.
Can I get a turkey Bravo and hold the pickle?
This was still Panera Bread, the nationwide chain known for its store-baked bread, sandwiches, and soup. But this location was different.
And would you like a drink?
This is a Panera Cares, a pay-what-you-can cafe.
Is that for here or to go?
It's across from City Hall here in Boston, and customers are still getting used to it.
What's your name?
Javier.
So you can have whatever meal you want, but it's up to you to contribute what you feel is fair.
Wait, what are you saying?
All right, so let's walk up here and I'll show you how this all works.
I don't know what's going on right now. I'm just hungry.
His confusion is understandable. Panera Cares looks like an ordinary Panera's. Earth-tone colors, fresh food, diners tapping away at laptops. But customers are greeted by store ambassadors who explain how it works. And instead of cash registers, there are donation boxes.
They're going to tell you your suggested value is $4.09. If you're able to contribute that amount, you put that amount right here. Okay, if you're paying cash. If you're paying credit card, you hand us your credit card and you tell us what you want us to put on that credit card. Does that clear it up a little bit?
I think so. Now I think I heard something about this.
So yeah, try the experience. Let me know how it is and have fun.
Now, the company says they already donate about $100 million a year in cash and food to various causes, but founder Ron Shaikh wanted to do more. He opened the first Panera Cares in 2010, and now there are five, serving about 1 million people a year.
You watch people's eyes, and you watch as they walk in. This is their first experience in a restaurant where there are no set prices. All they have is a responsibility to do the right thing. And you know what's amazing? So many people do.
Well, we know that statistically it's broken down, 60-20-20. 60% pay what would be the normal fee, 20% pay more, 20% pay less.
Yeah, we tell people what the suggested donation is, and we say to them, do the right thing, you know, leave your fair share.
Have you been to a Panera Cares before?
No.
Okay, have you been to a regular Panera?
Yeah.
Awesome. So we actually offer the full Panera menu, but we're different in that we are a nonprofit, community-supported cafe of shared responsibility, and we're here to address the issue of food insecurity. Food insecurity is when you don't know where your next meal is coming from, and it's a really big issue in this country, unfortunately.
You know, this is the fifth one we opened. It has great significance to me because this is my hometown, and as part and parcel of our commitment to community, we got very involved and very aware of food insecurity in America. It's 50 million Americans in this country. It's one out of four children. And this isn't an issue simply of homelessness. 25% of the people with food insecurity actually own their own homes. 24% are college graduates. It's endemic when you have an economy that's got, 8-9% unemployment.
Let's give a little shout out to Denise Serrera in Salt Lake City, who started the One World Cafe, and she started this concept of pay what you can. Then she was contacted by people in Denver, Colorado. They wanted to start it there, so all may eat, and it went on to become a foundation. Do I understand that you first saw this in action in Denver?
I actually first saw it watching a piece on Nightly News with Brian Williams that spoke about the Denver Cafe and the number of years it had taken them to open this community cafe. And I looked at my wife while I was watching the piece. I said, we open two restaurants a week. We could do this. And she looked at me and said, well, why don't you? And I said, we're going to.
Let's put the bakery on the
bottom. All
right, on the bottom. And then let's compact them and put them all together.
Okay.
If that worker sounds a little young, it's because he's Ron's 13-year-old son, Mike. He's been lending a hand at Panera's cafes since he was 8, and he has been to all of the Panera Cares locations.
When I used to think of hunger, I thought that it was just in Africa or Haiti and stuff, and I didn't realize that, I know there are people on the streets asleep, but I didn't realize that it's people working in, who usually have jobs, but they just can't afford to have a meal, or it's hard for them to afford one, and I'd never realized that there were so many people who actually can't afford for a meal. And it's sad, but I'm glad that we're helping the issue.
We studied the community cafe movement, and generally they're small, and they're in the back of churches, and what I think happens is we end up so often with those that are in pain separated out. And what we wanted to do here, the mission here, was to create an environment that you would be willing to pay for, but also offer that to those that have the need, not necessarily by charging them.
I see what you're saying. In other words, maybe some of these community places were located in neighborhoods where they wouldn't draw the population who would pay more.
Or the level of services they could provide and the negative energy that existed really brought everybody down.
All admirable. Just respond, though, to the people who might see you as someone who has the dreaded national franchise, you know, that maybe put small sandwich shops out of business and might be saying, why didn't you invest in the smaller ones that were struggling and trying to do it instead of a large franchise kind of co-opting the idea? Just respond to people who might be thinking that.
I think most people would say that we've done this in the right kind of way. We've been very supportive of anybody else doing it. We've been very supportive of any of these smaller cafes that are doing it. And we're completely open to anybody else who wants to do it. We're not going to cure food insecurity with these cafes. We're not going to stop poverty. We're not going to stop hunger. What we are going to do is elevate the discussion around these issues. And we think that given our national scale, we have a particularly powerful position to do so.
We met some folks visiting from nearby St. Francis House, New England's largest shelter. They like Panera Cares, but we wondered if the restaurant might be a little too intimidating for their clientele.
So we were actually talking about that just a couple minutes ago, and what's been terrific is the ambassadors at the front of the store. When individuals come in, they explain the concept very articulately, and Panera is very open to the idea that they're not going to inquire or ask questions about individuals and their option to pay once they make their decision.
In fact, a requirement for employment is that workers have an understanding of the possible clientele. Here's cashier Yetunde Bankali.
We've all experienced food insecurities in one way or another, either personally or we know someone, you know, who's experiencing it. So we just feel like it's a good way to give back to the community, and it's a good way just to do something for people, because one thing that we learned is everyone has a story. You don't know what their story is until you interact with them. So this is just a good way to just get to know everyone and not judge them by their appearance.
That's very compelling that you obviously know something about food insecurity in order to work here. Does it make you, I'm wondering, how do you look at people who you're going to be dealing with? How do you make eye contact with someone when you can see they're not paying as much, or when you can see they're paying more? I mean, how are you going to address that?
What they told us to do is just to smile at every customer. So even if they don't want eye contact with us, the fact that we're smiling will let them know that, you know, we're still here and we still care. The smile is everything that's going to make their day.
Her smile lights up the room, and the theory seems to be working. Since opening in January, customers at the Boston Panera Cares are giving more than at the other locations, including on the day we visited. You are clutching the brown Panera bag. What was your decision? More or less?
More. I believe so much in what this cafe is doing. It's an ethos that I grew up with. I just have always believed if you can, you should.
I'm going to find out what the suggestion is, and I'll probably throw in an extra $1.50.
Really? Why?
Well, I love the concept, the way it's feeding people with dignity. And if you can help out a little bit more, and then there's somebody that can pay $1.50 less somewhere down the line, I think it's a great balance. So
I think it actually subtracts calories from the red velvet cookie if you do that.
That's the other reason.
So, Javier, a lot of information came at you as you came in here. What'd you decide to do? Pay a little more, pay a little less?
Actually pay a little more. Like, I gave it $1 extra. So I know it's like helping a good... I can see now it's like for a good cause, so... Might as well come support.
Well, thanks. Enjoy your sandwich.
Thank you.
The Panera Cares Cafe across from City Hall here in Boston. There's also one in St. Louis, Detroit, Portland, Oregon, and Chicago. To see pictures of our visit, go to herenow.org. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.